This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting,
lightsaber clashing,
the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping,
banshee flying,
space mountain launching,
galaxy rewinding,
what is the whole network galaxy rewinding,
fireworks igniting,
world of other worlds, for whatever you love. Infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Welcome to the Antler Up podcast, brought to you by Tethered, the world's best saddle hunting gear, and we got a great show for you all today. You're listening to the Antler Up podcast, where we dive into archery, hunting, and the mindset needed to elevate your game. Join us as we explore the latest strategies and gear to help you become the best hunter you can be, both in and out of the woods. Tethered is a team of saddle hunting fanatics with a passionate addiction to whitetail hunting. Designing and engineering products to be a more efficient and confident hunter, Tether produces the most mobile, stealthy, and safest elevated hunting gear on the planet. Built by saddle hunters for the saddle hunter. Head over to tethernation.com to see for yourself what exactly I'm talking about. At Antler Up, we know that quality gear can make or break your hunt, and that's why we're excited to partner with Huntworth Gear. If you're looking for premium gear without the premium price tag, Huntworth has you covered. And new for 2024, the Vertec pattern is a dynamic woodland camo pattern blending perfectly into any environment, whether you're stalking in the early season or hunkering down in the late season. From lightweight options for those warm September days to insulated gear that will keep you warm during the harshest winter conditions, Huntworth has you covered for everything you need all year long. Gear up right now and head over to huntworthgear.com to check out their full lineup. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Antler Up Podcast. We're on episode 278, another solo podcast. I put out something on Instagram the other day about ask questions, ask away. I got about 10-12 questions, and I wrote them down, and we're going to talk about like some what's the to come, some gear, some other questions that we got into. But thanks for everybody that had participating in this, for submitting that on that. And you know, just want a quick recap. Last week, what a blast at Total Archery Challenge. It looks like Michigan showed out for this past week. It's cool to see all the highlights of people posting that stuff. And just a cool experience. Some things coming up for the rest of the month of June. Pretty much going to be low key here. I'm going to start filming some whitetail stuff and putting things on the YouTube channel now that school is officially out for myself for teaching this summer. Well, I should say summer just begins. But for the school year wrapped up for me this past week. So I'll be getting some new guests on, covering some whitetail stuff and some other things along those lines. So look forward to that. But to break things down, we're going to go dive right into this. Question number one was, when am I joining the trad community? So John, I appreciate you submitting this one. And I'll actually, this is actually a really good question and something that I do want to talk about because I feel like this helps me a little bit. So first off, I commend anybody that does it and just picks up a bow in general, whether it be a compound trad bow and all that type of stuff. But it really intrigues me because during the school year, when I do teach archery, I'm teaching on those Genesis bows, and I feel like I shoot them with the three fingers, and they're only 25 pounds is like the max I think that we have in there, maybe even lighter than that, but it slows my process down. And it really gets me comfortable being at full draw. And I feel like mentally between the ears a little bit, it helps me out so much. And recently, memory internal to my wife's cousin because he recently passed away. And with that, he had a love of archery. And within that archery love that he had so many old bows, some Martins. But I want to say about 3 years ago, he ended up buying some limbs for a traditional bow, and I'm actually going to buy the riser for it, and it's perfect because I think it's only like 35 pounds, 40 pounds maybe, the limbs. So I'm going to get a matching riser for it, and I'm excited because I'm going to, you know, just mess around and tinker with that. I don't know what that will entail or where road that will bring me to possibly hunt with it one day, but for right now, I am actually going to tinker with it, so I'm excited for that. And learn, and just, you know, that's the beauty of archery. It's ever evolving. I think that's why I've always liked the health and fitness side of things, because it's always evolving and learning and things are always changing. So yeah, that was a really cool opportunity that, you know, I'll be able to do that for him and use that bow. So I'm excited about that. All right. Question two, what's the goal for Antler Up in the next 3 years? Oh man. That's a good one, Josh, and appreciate you putting that one in here. But, you know, it's crazy because this is going on year five and a half for me with the podcast and Antler Up, and this will be the sixth season technically with like being out there in the woods under that Antler Up umbrella.
you know, obviously I've been hunting since I was, you know, 12 years old, but having that Antler Up, I guess, brand, company, whatever you want to call this, it's fascinating because I didn't think I would even be here this long. So the next 3 years, honestly, I really don't know. I just try to do my best within expanding it, giving things. But, you know, I really want to go back to the roots a little bit, go back to the gear review things that I like to do, and just continue to grow, you know, as a, I say artist, but like the, with growing content stuff, like, the, you know, just testing things, trying things, and doing more things like within the community, you know, doing more local things, maybe doing some fundraisers. Like, that's where I really want to do things. I just mentioned about my wife's cousin, like, he had all those bows. I would love to, I know they're older, but like, how can I get those in hands of young kids or an adult that is in need of something along those lines? Like, that's what I really want to do, and bring that and expand Antler Up and try to make an impact. That's really what where I would like to see it. If we are around for another 3 years, maybe we're not doing the podcast. Maybe we are, maybe we're doing videos more so and writing. I honestly don't know. Just continue to try to have fun doing what I'm doing and bring on that community base, love of archery and hunting and fitness and just trying to be a better person overall. And that second question is, how do you manage work, family, social media, and still have time to hunt? This one's from Mike, and appreciate this one, Mike. Man, this one's crazy, and it's all about, honestly, more so recently, it's really about discipline and what my passion really fuels this consistency, but always being there for, number one, my family. You know, the social media stuff I've really honed back on and kind of turned that dial back just because, like, one, does it really matter? I think for certain aspects, I guess it really does, depending on what you want to grow and what you want to get out of it. But like, going back to my core values, this is a passion, right? This is a, obviously Antler Up is a podcast. It's a small little business. It's a little brand, but like to me, to be completely honest, I think hunting podcasts are dying. I would love to see where my numbers are. But also like other people's, I really do. I think it's a dying, thing, and it's like, how can you evolve? So I'm anxious to see where this goes. Like, kind of going back to that previous question, like, am I going to continue to be doing this? I don't know. And I greatly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate you all still listening and doing all that stuff. But I think over time, you know, how can we evolve this into something bigger? Right. And that's, I think where I want to go with that. But man, it's just all about like that discipline, getting in the routine of things. And that's where I love my summer vacation, like my summer break for a couple of weeks. It's because I get in a good routine and I kind of have goals. I can't just sit here all day. You know, that's the beauty of having that balance with my family as well. Like, we get up, we go for a walk with the baby and play with my older daughter. We do a workout together, or I do one to like by myself, get a task done at the house, spend some more time, and then I could go ahead and do some things, right? For hunting or for archery or things along those lines. So that's kind of a key thing, but man, it's tough. And I think it's all drives from that passion and discipline, for what I have, my passion for my family, my passion for Antler Up, my passion for archery, my passion for my friends. Start making some sacrifices that like are for your family, right? You know, it's okay if I don't go to compete in some 3D tournaments this summer. Like, I had every opportunity to, and I had the support to do it, but I made a decision that I needed to be with my family. I needed to do things and see my youngest grow and my oldest grow and do some things with them instead of driving a couple hours, compete for a couple hours. And if I was just so lucky enough to win that day or that weekend for 100 some bucks, like, is that worth it? Right. And that's okay. So yeah, balance and priorities. It's a tough one. And I think, you know, I've been listening to a couple of different books, and it's like, if you're balanced, you're out of whack, right? Because you got to be so, you know, 100,000% towards one thing. And, I see both sides. But in reality, I just want to be the best person. And at the end of the night, look at myself in the mirror and know that I'm okay with that individual that's in the mirror, and know that I gave everything I gave for that day. So that's where I'm at on that. And then, strategy and stand selection. This is another question coming from Wade Childs. Wade's a friggin' phenomenal individual. Had the chance to hang out with him this past year at the PA Outdoor Show, and obviously worked the booth with him at Tethered. And he asked, like, how do I pick the puzzle pieces to that one tree, the terrain cover, the feeling, you know? And I would say, honestly, I really go off of like past year's intel, and scouting that and building off of that. Like, and what I mean by building off of that, like going outside that radius a little bit, like finding those little nuggets, and really those little subtle, like those subtle terrain features or anything that I would miss, or things I missed a long time ago, or that I would walk by, didn't really pick up before. You know, and I think of, like, sometimes it's not always the sexiest spot. You know, the most tore up area type of place, but at the same time, you just get that tingle. You just know you got to be in there. So that's like as far as the spot goes. For the tree, you know, I look at what gives me the best cover. You know, obviously that's just, it's kind of basic, but how can I get up in my saddle in an opportunity to maneuver around and get me that 360 degree and just give myself a close enough shot where I feel confident and comfortable taking that, and using obviously my Spartan Four. I use Spartan Forge. I use that mainly, and really hone in on that. I think that has the best maps as far as visual goes. But I use that e-scouting a lot. And then, the opportunity when time does get closer to get in there. But I kind of look at that, and, you know, where do bucks feel the safest and get in there? Sometimes it's a little bit further back. Sometimes it's not. And most of the time it's in the thick shit and you just get in there. So that's kind of like where I'm at as far as that goes of picking that terrain, picking those that I love, obviously, like bridge points, all that type of stuff. But at that, it's just, man, where have I put some time and grown within that? Like, man, Bo used to say, what is it, like a 3-year process? I kind of agree with him on that. And I do agree with him on that. And it's just, you're just expanding that radius. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But then as the time comes, you could focus in on that, and just as that big area becomes smaller for you, if that makes sense. Wade again brought another good one. Like, what's my favorite hunting memory? And obviously I would say, like, right off the rip, some of them with my dad being in that same stand, shooting some deer, and, more so that recently, this past hunting season, man, like I've talked about it plenty of times, like this past rifle season in PA was so friggin' fun with my buddies. That was really cool. And like, to top that, like, was also like this past year's Ohio buck, like my first out of state buck, being there with Albert and his family, and just that whole camp experience too. So it was just really, really fortunate, very, very lucky, very blessed hunting season. I'm excited to continue to expand on that. So like, favorite hunting memory, like being 12 years old, watching this doe come ripping up through, and a buck chasing her, and like my dad telling me to shoot him, and I shot him, and he literally like ricocheted like a pinball off of a tree and like flipped over, his horns got like stuck in the ground. It was so cool. And I was like 14. You think it's like the coolest thing ever. And I've never seen that again to this day. And then again, like I said, this year shooting that buck with Jim, like right next to me, 3 feet away, and just the stories behind all that stuff. It's just so fun. What mapping service? So, this one's Cleared Hot Bow Hunting. Thanks for putting this one in. I would definitely say Spartan Forge for me personally. You know, I think Spartan Forge, there's so many good, you know, mapping services out there. Obviously Onyx, Hunt Stand, like all that stuff. But I love what Bill's done over the years. It's kind of cool to like think I started using Spartan Forge before it was an actual app. But that LiDAR, the UAV mapping is just awesome. I mean, the deer movement prediction stuff is pretty cool, but seeing the weather and just like in-app live pin sharing too is really neat. Like doing the whole, like sharing like within your buddies, like the blue team, like that's just really cool as well. But man, that LiDAR is just insane. I just friggin' love it. So if you have the opportunity to check out Spartan Forge, like do so. It's really, really good. And I think too, like Go Hunt, it obviously has the mapping, but like Go Hunt for if you're all into points and going out west and everything like that, it's also a killer app. Tom, I know, friggin' loves it. And the guys are great dudes and make really cool clothing too. Have we peaked? Speaking of Tom, have we peaked in the mobile hunting industry? Man, it's crazy because I feel like we're right now, mobile hunting stuff is like bows right now. Like it's very minute, small changes that make it maybe a little bit better. It's funny how things come back around. Like now Lone Wolf Custom Gear is making that affordable aluminum stand, which I know my dad will probably want to get one or two because it looks like his old Lone Wolf stand from back in the day and everything like that. But you know, it's just fascinating. You know, I'm excited to see what Tethered continues to do. Obviously, with the carnivore saddle that's coming out soon, the saber saw that's dropping soon, you know, just stuff like that. It's just fascinating to see. You know, I think we could always improve. I think there's just there are things that sometimes could be just you're throwing lipstick on a pig. It's a pig, but you threw some lipstick on it, man. But are things overdone? Oh, for sure, 100%. Top of my mind, I can't really think of something. But like, there's always that like tried and true. Like, I love the Tethered One Sticks. You know, Tim was using them for the first time this year, and he was like, "Holy shit, man, unbelievable!" Like, so easy, so light, and they're just so hard to beat. To my opinion, I think they're the best stick out there. Obviously, I could be a, you could call me a homer all you want, but like, I really do think they're the best. What else? Let's see. I think that kind of like wraps it up a little bit. But to talk about what's up to come, Jim, Josh, Tim, and I, we're going to try to get together, do some more local 3D shoots and maybe opportunity to get together and do some camera work up at camp. Food plot maybe going in, something along those lines. We'll see. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And, if I do another one of these, keep bringing those questions on again, be on the lookout. We're going to have some guests back on and, if there's somebody that you want to hear or we want to see, let me know. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Antler up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Antler Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please go check us out on our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and at antlerupoutdoors.com. If you enjoyed this episode, go leave a review and subscribe for next week's episode. Until then, Antler Up.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.